I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah, Deshaun, like this Nuggets team that, you know, you talk about needing wins, especially coming off of three losses, like you need to string a couple of wins together. The Denver Nuggets, not an easy team to be able to do that against.
No, they're not. And listen, I mean, the Denver Nuggets is a team that I anticipated coming into the year that would be one that can make a finals run. And while a lot of people have said that about them in past years, I didn't see that in past years. But I see that more this year. I think, you know, depending on how healthy, you know, Murray is, because they dealt with their own injuries to star players.
Yeah.
You know, obviously Michael Porter Jr. is another one of those, which
he's hurt again right now.
Yeah, God bless that dude. Is it the back again?
No. It was for MPJ, it was his heel. So his heel is bothering him right now.
Okay, yeah, because ain't many people walking into the doctor's office and walking out of there with a new back. You know what I mean? Like that's just been his Achilles. Heel. You like what I did there, Caleb? You like what I did there? But you know, it's something I thought was always going to be a big piece. But guess what? When you got guys like Bones Highland, and you know, I mean, Denver's a tough team. I think they're going to be right there. I think that this is a win that honestly, I think the Hawks need, because yes, the Hawks need any win they can get. Okay, we know. Okay, fine. Okay, but that's not satisfying anybody beating up on Charlottes and Orlandos and Washingtons and, you know, those Indianas and stuff. That's not going to do anything. The big question is going to be, what are, you know, the Hawks going to do against the tough competition in the East? Maybe a little bit of the competition that is equal to them, regardless of what conference it's in. And what are they going to do when they go on the road? Because they're always going to look significantly different at home than they do on the road. The way that we defend State Farm Arena in this town is different level, okay? And so I think everybody understands, everybody overstands that. But you got to be loud. You get Denver, okay? And you know, when you're going up against, you know, Jokic, and you're down, you know, a four spot. Or two of them, technically, I guess, a small forward slash power forward in DeAndre Hunter, and then a power forward in John Collins. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be slim pickings trying to hold back a guy like that from hitting for 50. And he's still got pieces around him. Not all his pieces are healthy, but they can win, and they all know their roles very well. And they got a decent bench coming off of it, too. So. I'm looking forward to the game. That's actually one of the games that I've been looking forward to the most on this season that's on the schedule in general.
Yeah, so the Nuggets second in the West right now. They're coming off of a four-game winning streak. Deshaun, you'll be interested to know, you talk about being the teams you need to beat. Well, the Nuggets played the Rockets on Wednesday night and beat them 120 to 100. Beat them by 20. Like you're supposed to do.
Like you're supposed to do.
Yeah. So they're on a four-game winning streak. They did that, too, without Jeff Green and without Michael Porter Jr., who are both out. It looks like Jeff Green's going to be out for a while. Michael Porter Jr. is kind of questionable. But as you know from his brief time in college basketball, I got to watch his tournament run. The one game that he got to play with Mizzou and all of 5 minutes on the court. I was actually courtside for that game when I was covering Georgia State. But so like seeing him deal with injuries, nothing new. But it's very different for him to be dealing with an injury than like a Jamal Murray, who's back healthy this year. And I think is a big reason why I agree with you that they could make a serious run, towards winning a championship, if not just winning the West. After that game, the Hawks will then, I think it's on Monday, the Hawks get the OKC Thunder. That's another one of like a team that's not really good. I believe they're 12th in the West right now. And Shai Gilgeous-Alexander got hurt.
He's looking like an MVP. Yeah, he's been looking like an MVP candidate leading up to that.
He had, but he got hurt Wednesday night. And so that'll be something to watch. Mike Muscala is another guy, former Hawk. He's a guy who got hurt. And so, you know, I'll be very curious. Obviously, those are the two games that the Hawks will play before you and I get to talk next week. And like, I know it's so easy to say, well, we're going to learn a lot about this team, you know, before the next time we talk.
It seems like every game,
but it kind of, that's where we're at. Like
you don't really know exactly what you're going to get. I mean, look, how long was it ago that we were talking about win-loss, 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 win-loss?
Hey, we would love to go back to that right now.
Right. I mean, I'm telling you, and that's it seems like the only thing that has been consistent is that they have been, you know, consistently inconsistent. You know, like I said, about a week over the span of the past probably week, 2 weeks, it's been win-loss, 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 loss.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Win, I believe that's how it goes. Something along those lines. That's too many L's, okay? Sure. That's too many L's, man. So, listen, I don't know what we're going to see out of this team, okay? I think that that's pretty clear. Anybody can tell you they know exactly what they're going to get. I know State Farm Arena is going to be loud when it's time to roll up in there. You know, I think it's just the main thing got to be focused on getting the stops on the defensive end of the ball. I think that's probably one of the more important things, rebounding, because you don't know if you're going to have Dre and you don't know what that looks like exactly. So I think the main thing is just about getting stops, playing together like it's always talked about from Nate McMillan. Control the turnovers is always going to be a very important and key piece for this team as well. You know, limiting out off on some of those mistakes. Those are my keys to victory over the next couple of days.
And I think Clint Capella is going to need to have a huge game. As much as I'm a guy who doesn't think the success should rely upon Clint Capella, well, when you play Jokic, no, Clint Capella is going to need a big game in that one. And I'll be very curious to see how through the next two games, how the Hawks are able to fare. That's all the time that we've got for this week's episode of Nothing But Nest. Go ahead and give my guy Deshaun Tate a follow at Tate's Takes Hoops, TateStake Hoops. Go give me a follow at ATLJohnson18. And then look out for, as we continue to put out podcasts two times a week on Tuesdays and Thursdays, wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch up with you next week.